Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before his appearing, week 10, the God-man's divine right to participate in God's divinity. Wednesday, related verses, Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 4:23, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Romans 8:6, for the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace. 1 Corinthians 2:16, for who has known the mind of the Lord, and who will instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Ephesians 3:8, to me, less than the least of all saints, was this grace given to announce to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel. 1 John 2:27, and as for you, the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone teach you, but as his anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, and even as it has taught you, abide in him. Related reading. In Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, literally is, think this in you. This refers to the considering in verse 3 and the regarding in verse 4. This kind of thinking, this kind of mind, was also in Christ when he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, and humbled himself, being found in fashion as a man. To have such a mind requires us to be one with Christ in his inward parts. To experience Christ, we need to be one with him to this extent, that is, in his tender, inward feeling and in his thinking. Because we have become God-men through regeneration, we also have the right to participate in God's mind. This means that we who are human can have a divine mind. We need to let Christ's mind be our mind. Ephesians 4:23 says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The spirit here is the regenerated spirit of the believers, which is mingled with the indwelling spirit of God. Such a mingled spirit spreads into our mind, thus becoming the spirit of our mind. The more the mingled spirit penetrates our mind, saturates our mind, and possesses our mind, the more our mind becomes like God's mind. This is to make his mind our mind, and this is to participate in God's mind. The leading of the Spirit does not derive from nor depend upon outward things. The leading of the Spirit is an issue of the inner life. I would say that it comes from the sense of life, from the consciousness of the divine life within us. The word life is mentioned at least 5 times in Romans 8. Hence, the leading of the Spirit is a matter of life, a matter of the sense and consciousness of life. The mind set on the Spirit is life. How can we know this life? Not by outward things, but by the inward sense and consciousness of life. There is an inward sense which comes from setting our mind upon the Spirit. If our mind is set on the Spirit, we are immediately strengthened and satisfied inwardly. We are also watered and refreshed. By that sense and consciousness, we can know the life within us. And by this sense of life, we can know that we are walking rightly. In other words, we know that we are under the leading of the Spirit. Therefore, the leading of the Spirit in verse 14 does not depend on outward things. It absolutely depends upon the sense of life within our spirit. You should not violate this inner sense or disobey this inward consciousness, for it is truly the leading of the Spirit. The inward life gives you the sense, even in small things, of whether or not you are under the Lord's leading. Thus, we are led of the Spirit by walking according to the Spirit and by setting our mind upon the Spirit. Next, the God-men have the divine right to participate in God's being. Our basis for saying this is Paul's word in 2 Corinthians 3:18 about our being transformed into the Lord's image, even as from the Lord's Spirit. This indicates that the work of transformation is not done by something of the Lord's Spirit, but by the Lord's Spirit himself. Hence, we are being transformed with God's very being. In Ephesians 3:8, Paul speaks of the unsearchable riches of Christ, indicating that these riches have been dispensed into us. The unsearchable riches of Christ are the riches of Christ's being, the riches of what Christ is. For the unsearchable riches of Christ to be dispensed into us means that we participate not only in God's life, nature, and mind, but also in his being.